Okay, Roman, ebooks. I gather you've been reading ebooks again and complaining bitterly about their quality.
Yes and no. In particular, I've been reading the Fufford and the Grey Mouser series.
Which you can't complain about the quality of. At least story-wise.
Story-wise. And they're lots of fun. I mean, just the title, Swords and Deviltry. Swords Against
series.
Death.
You remind me how much I want to read them again.
Swords in the Mist. Swords Against Wizardry.
Lots of
Swords
of
Lankhamar.
Right.
Knight and Knave of Swords, and so on.
It has a fantasy motif.
I get that.
I had only read the occasional story featuring these two characters. Fafhrd is from the icy north and is a big giant of a man with red hair, and the Grey Mouser probably look more Italian, that unfortunate hue of skin, and might have a dash of sorcery about him.
Right.
The two first meet in a story called Ill Met in Lankhamar, which is the major city of their world, where they meet each other's girlfriends and then do a bit of thievery, and then both lose their girlfriends, and this shared loss, I think, binds them, and they go on to become companions and firm friends and knaves and robbers and thieves and adventurers all over the world. So the stories were great. They were written by Fritz Lieber in the late 60s, early 70s, and there's a whole series of them. They're lots of fun. They don't take themselves too seriously because Fufford and the Grey Mouser, well, you know, after they've gotten some ill-gotten gains, like to go to the pub to celebrate and maybe start a few fights and do things. But what turned out to be rather disappointing, so I was reading my way through the series, which has been released by SF Gateway, who are doing a great job bringing back old SF novels, you know, prize-winning, Hugo Award-winning, Nebula Award-winning novels and stories, and making them available in digital form. So these are each $4 or $5 for a volume, so they're pretty cheap and a good read. Unfortunately, one of the volumes, Swords Against Wizardry, was absolutely badly proofed. I mean, there's no evidence anyone's proofread it at all. They were missing paragraph breaks.
Which have a name.
Yes.
It's a symbol. I want a symbol name again.
Yes, there's that funny backwards-looking P. That's the Pilcrow.
Thank you.
Is the word
I'm
you want.
I'm just so pleased to have learnt that today. But,
in the old manuscripts, to save space, they just draw
the little Pilcrow.
The Pilcrow between paragraphs.
Yep.
And this is really tricky because at this stage you're swapping between three different scenes, one with Fafhrd, one with the Grey Mouser, and one with the villain.
Yep.
And if you're reading along and one paragraph runs into the next, you kind of lose track of who's doing what to whom. So there's a reason that people created paragraphs. But there are also missing spaces between sentences, and the breaks are bad, quote marks,
so everything runs together, basically.
And at various points there are missing phrases as well. Mm. So clearly it looks as though it's been scanned and no one's proofed it.
Yeah.
So I thought, this isn't good enough. So I hopped on my computer, dashed off an email of complaint to SF Gateway, which was a generic address, and I thought, well, okay, maybe they'll get back to me. They got back to me within 12 hours.
Very good.
And they said, oh, yes, you're quite right. We had noticed this. We had sent a letter to the publisher who provided the text to fix it. They never got back with a fixed text, and yet they published it, which I think was a slight flaw in their quality control.
You are paying for this.
Yeah. About 6 hours later, I got another note saying they've chased up the publisher. They now have the corrected text, which apparently the publisher prepared but had forgotten to pass on to them.
Okay.
And they will be re-releasing it, so I'll be able to download the corrected version, which is great. And I've got to admit, okay, I was annoyed that they let this through the first time, but their response to it has been very good, very rapid, and very useful. So I think they're doing a good job, and hopefully, given that I'm on volume 5 and it's only one volume that's had a major problem, this is just one that slipped through. But they're obviously concerned about customer servicing and quality control, so that's good. But the stories are lots of fun.
And good reason to pay for it.
Well, yes, it means you get to complain when things aren't right.